Blog Talk Radio.
Tickets are moving fast for the Daytona 500 on Sunday, February 21st, and it's your one chance to be a part of the biggest race in a generation. The all-new Daytona is 31 million pounds of steel, forged by racing's greatest legends in the heat of battle for the most coveted trophy in NASCAR, the 2016 Daytona 500. Now, forever. Seats at the all-new Daytona will sell out. Guarantee yours now at 1-800-PITSHOP or Daytona500.com.
I'm John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 8 Chevy Silverado in the NASCAR Camel World Truck Series, and you're listening to the Pit Stop Radio.
Live from Talladega, you're in the Pit Stop with Tenda Spain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and your Apple Podcast.
Good evening, Talladega Nation. We got a lot to talk about this evening. I'm Tenda Spain, alongside Stephen Wilson here tonight off. Alongside of me, I have my good friend from Wayne Pearson Motorsports, Mr. Reddy Maglite. And at this time, I'd like to bring on the reverend of the show, the official reverend of the Pit Stop, to his friend Stephen Wilson. Thank you, Mr. Reverend Jeff.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Reverend, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm good, doing good, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We got a little bit of rain down here. I want to throw that out there. I know you don't like rain.
Well, we get nothing but rain here. So, you know, I saw this yellow thing in the sky for a couple of hours the other day. I don't know what it was. But then the rain came back. So I guess we're okay. We're going to live.
Yes, sir. Amen. So. Amen, Reverend Joe. You got the floor. Let's get everything going.
Let's get it going. Yes. Lord, we come before you today. We thank you for another day to serve you, another day to be on this planet. We thank you for this radio program. We ask your blessings upon it. We ask your blessings upon all the racers all over the world. We ask your blessings upon our country, upon our leaders. We ask your blessing especially upon those men who wear uniforms to protect us, police and the firemen or the military personnel. Watch over them. Watch over their families, be with them all. And we thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins so that we would have a free entrance into heaven. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Reverend Jeff. Do you have any breaking news out there from the West Coast about any racing stuff you want to share with us?
Well, you know, they've been racing at Paris once a month with the stock cars and doing pretty good on the dirt there. Getting a pretty good crowd. They're calling it the El Nino series since it's been pretty warm down there. other than that, they've been doing that once a month. Other than that, things are pretty peaceful. People can get a hold of me at ontrackwithjesus@aol.com, and our phone number is 951-232-7630. Also, I've posted on my Facebook page a couple of pictures of some junior paraphernalia. We've got a couple of nice jackets, and we've also got a couple of shirts and a few other things from the days he drove the Budweiser 8 car that we're taking bids on to help support the ministry this year. Other than that, everything's good.
Sound good, Reverend Joe. And to all of our listeners, Reverend Joe is a nonprofit organization. He goes all this. He goes to racetracks and does his ministry. So y'all follow him and help him out where you can. And Reverend Joe, thank you again, and tell Miss Reverend Joe we said hello.
We'll do that. She says hello too. So
all right.
God bless you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless you too, Reverend. We'll see you next week, bud.
All righty.
All right, that was our good friend, Reverend Joe, from out there on the West Coast. And I've already brought Rowdy in. Rowdy with Wayne Peterson Motorsports and Arca Racing Series. Rowdy's filling in for Stephen Wilson. Stephen has a night off, and he didn't call in sick, and I'm not going to give him vacation. Rowdy, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, Tim. I'm glad to be on tonight, Pit Stop with you.
Thank you very much, Rowdy. I want to thank you again for filling in for Stephen. You know, I know it was a last-minute deal. Stephen had some stuff come up, but thank you very much. And to let everybody know, the number to call in is 215-383-3681. Our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have the first officially licensed artist of NASCAR, Mr. Sam Bass. We had him on the show one time last year. Awesome guy, does an awesome job for the sport. So y'all want to call in and ask Sam some questions, y'all have at it. Rowdy, do you have any breaking news out of NASCAR? I know I got some breaking news out of NASCAR.
Well, just excited from getting back from testing last week. You know, the speeds were up, and looks like the field's full of Elmore Motors this year, which is going to make the competition a lot better. We're down to what now? 2 weeks. The 13th is race day, so It's crunch time now, Tim.
Yeah, exactly, Rowdy. And I think, you know, we had Don Redabow on last week. You know, you called in and talked, and Don said on a long time talking about the new Elmore engine, the new composite body that's going to be run everywhere, which he enlightened me on. I didn't know that they did run a composite body at Daytona and Talladega.
Yeah, the composite body really looks good. It brings the cars in line with what they run on Sunday and what you can buy on off the showroom floor as far as the way they look. And it's supposed to save them time putting them back together. So I think they're in they come in the pieces where you can just replace the bumpers and the hoods and the fenders all in without actually welding them all back together. That's going to be pretty good to see those out there.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, and you do a great job with Wayne Pearson Motorsports and the Arca Racing Series also. And we've had we were going to talk about the 2016 induction ceremony. Stephen and I was at the Charlotte Motor Speedway this past week. You want to talk a little bit about that. But if we can, Rowdy, I got some breaking news out of Daytona from Daytona International Speedway. Hold on 1 second. This just in from the Daytona International Speedway, the Daytona Rising. They're doing a ribbon cutting tomorrow for the new Daytona Rising. New time due to potential weather. The ribbon cutting ceremony on Wednesday will now be held at 3:30 p.m. inside the World Center of Racing. I think it's the center injector room or whatever they call it. Tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. That's a media alert. Just wanted to throw that out there, Rowdy.
weather it could be a factor this year, Tim, with the way it started off the first year here. But the Titans, I tell you, the Titans have really come in there to be able to close the time frame up on getting the track ready to race again. I'm really impressed with the trucks now, with the way they can get the track ready to race so quickly.
Exactly, Rowdy. And you bring up a very good point. I'm pretty sure you were at Talladega a few years back when they first introduced them. You know, we had, what was it, two or three thunderstorms come through, Rowdy? And it didn't.
Right.
It didn't take them long to get that track dry. And that's a 2.66 mile super speedway.
It dries a track extremely fast. Extremely fast. If the rain will ever break and they cut them Titans on, that's a big improvement for NASCAR, which is a much needed improvement.
Yeah, and Rowdy, you can probably touch on this also. When they first brought them into play here at Dega, they had, you know, you had the big transfer truck and stuff that went beside it. Now they've got them all down to one little truck with that little sucking up deal or blowing deal that blows the heat. I mean, it's a lot more compact now than what it was when they had them transfer trucks riding beside them.
Oh, before, Tim, I mean, they had like 3 18-wheelers and a tanker, and the hoses would be drugged where they sucked the water off the track to put them in the tankers. I mean, it was bulky. Now you've got just like a regular extended cab pickup truck with a unit on the back, and they get up there and line up, and they're serious.
Yeah, they definitely are, right? And I know... If you want to go ahead and break something, I know, you know, you and Joey Gattino are big friends. If you have it in front of you, I don't want to put you on the spot. You want to talk about Joey's new sponsor for the ARCA Racing Series?
Well, Joey is going to be the wheel man for Gent Motorsports. It's a new team that's been formed. They're going to be running the Elmore Motors, and that's going to put Joey up and be able to run with the guys up front. Yeah, I think it's something new for Joey. He's worked hard to put it together, and I'm proud of him. He's got it going his way. So they've got the car, they've got the motor, and it's just closing the few little deals that it takes to get to Daytona. But it looks like he's on his way to Daytona, and I'm glad for him, proud for him. It's great when you get these Alabama boys coming in and want to be racers again.
Exactly, Rowdy. You know, we've had Joey on our show a couple of times in the past few years, and, you know, you bring up a good point. Grant Enfinger won his first ARCA Racing Series championship this time. He's from Fairhope, down a little bit south of you and I. You're in Carbon Hill. But, yeah, the Alabama game, maybe we're going to bring it back, right?
Well, you know, you got Thomas Prater in the number 9 car, and Thomas has got the Moose has got an Elmore motor, too, this year. And I think Prater, I believe they was in eighth in points for ARCA. They really do a great job, I tell you.
Yeah, they do. I mean, for the funding and everything it costs, I mean, ARCA really does an awesome job trying to help the teams, like you said, with Elmore Engine and the new composite body. And I just had a thought come to my head. Hometown boy here from Mumford, Alabama, Brett Holmes. He was in Daytona. He holds the dirt track single lap record here with a 12.9, the first lap ever turned under a 13-second lap period title of short track. I think you and I talked about that when we were at the Ice Bowl. But he was at Daytona running for correct me if I'm wrong, Rowdy, is it Premier Motorsports that Holmes is running for?
I think that's right, Premier Motorsports. You're exactly right, Tim.
Okay, and just to let everybody know again, the number to call in is 215-383-3681. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have a good friend, the first officially licensed artist of NASCAR, Mr. Sam Bass. And you and I have some talking points, right? And I'm sure, you know, Sam's going to – I just want to see what he's going to do for the new Daytona rides. I want to see what that new paint is going to be for there. I bet it's going to be awesome.
Well, it is a beautiful facility from what I've seen. I can actually, hopefully, if God will let me, I'll be able to tell you personally come the 11th. I'll be down the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's
I know you are, Rowdy. I know you are. I know you. You live, breathe, and smell racing just like Suzanne and Stephen and I do.
Hey, listen. Last week when Tim got or when Steve got through explaining that, and we had Don on there. Listen, I went out and cracked the truck up and revved it up good and hard. I was ready to hear a motor run.
I hear you, Rowdy. And I was going to try to get back into that NASCAR stuff, the new, the Chase format for the trucks, the Xfinity Series, and then that 20-minute caution flag for the trucks. And, like I said, it's just I've had so much going on. My mind has been spinning. I hadn't had time to really look at it. But maybe in the days coming, I want to give it a shot. I want to see what it's going to do, if it's going to help the sport, see if NASCAR went the right way. And you know how NASCAR is. When they promoted that car tomorrow, a few years back or whatever, had the big IndyCar wing on there, they seen that wasn't going to work, so they diverted back. And I want to applaud NASCAR for seeing and listening to the fans whenever they have a gripe. I just want to throw a big shout out to NASCAR. And Rowdy, I know you remember when they throw that big wing on the back of that car tomorrow.
When the car spun around, it sent the car in there. They were just wanting no other way to stop it. The roof flaps just couldn't hold it down. I mean, it didn't take them long to figure out that the wing wasn't the answer.
Exactly. And Rowdy, I want to. We hadn't got time to cover everything because, Stephen, I want to throw this out there. You can go to SpeedwayDigest.com and get all the latest news that come out of NASCAR today, yesterday, or whenever prior to the induction ceremonies and everything. But I got some more breaking news, right? I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there before we go to the bottom. We're going to take a little break. So let's have some breaking news, right? NASCAR today, Rowdy, announces race start times for the 2016 season for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and the Camping World Truck Series. And I don't have time to go through all of them, but NASCAR, in collaboration with broadcast partners Fox Sports, NBC Sports Group, race teams, and the 29 tracks committed to hosting races for the coming season today, announced race start times and network coverage for all three of this national series based on previous release schedule dates for 2016. Entering the second season of a 10-year comprehensive media rights agreement, races will be televised by Fox, Fox Sports 1, NBC, and NBCSN, with the exception of select events in August that will air on CNBC and USA due to NBC Sports coverage of the Summer Olympics. National Series races also will be broadcast live by Motor Racing Network, Performance Racing Network, and IMS Radio Network, and Sirius XM NASCAR Radio Channel 9. Fans can visit www.nascar for the weekly tune-in information throughout the season. And just wanted to throw that out there, Rowdy. You have any? I didn't know that. I forgot about the Summer Olympics. Summer Olympics. So I guess they are going to throw some stuff over. I never would have thought USA. Will be doing CNBC and USA due to him, but that's what I'm reading.
I didn't know the Summer Olympics. I didn't even think about the Summer Olympics, but NBC done a great. I thought did a great job coming in there.
NBC did. You know, coming in after ESPN lost their contract deal, and Fox Sports always does a great job. Larry McReynolds, a good friend, and all that bunch of people, they always do a great job. But, I mean, it sort of splits everything up. You got Fox Sports, and there's a lot of I think we've talked about this on the show before. There's a lot of people that live in rural areas, right? And you know what I'm saying, that don't get cable. And they want to watch it on, say, if it's on Fox Sports, they want it to be on, which is Fox or Channel 6 here for me. Or if it's on NBC,
with Channel 13 is your local, is my local station here. And I mean, I understand the cable and the money business of it, but some of our friends live in rural areas and can't get cable, right? Or can't afford a satellite.
Well, that's the backbone. That was the backbone of NASCAR, too. Those were the people who saved all year just to go to a race. And, you know, and I still see it. You still hear it. Well, you know, I'd love to, but I can't see the race. I don't have cable. You got a lot of older folks that are on fixed incomes that were racers, great race fans. And, you know, now they're locked down. And they're asking why are they on NBC? They're not all on NBC or all on Fox. But, you know, it's the diversity. You know, it's the money, the drive for the money to carry and tote the show.
You're exactly right, Rowdy. Rowdy, coming up here on the bottom of our, let's go ahead and take a quick break, Rowdy. We've got Todd, right? You know, our good friend Todd Beecher up there at Washington. We got him on the line. Phone lines have lit up, Rowdy. The number to call in is 215-383-3681. Let's take a little quick break, pay some bills. We'll come back up with Sam Bass.
Unbelievable. NASCAR returns to the historic Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 weekend, February 26th through 28th. Be a part of history with Sunday grandstand seats starting at just $39, or save a bundle with good, better, best weekend packages.
3, 4, 5 cars crashing down the back
straight. And ask about the all-new perfect race weather guarantee. You'll only find it at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Call 877-9-AMS-TICKS or visit amsracetix.com today.
Hey, this is Grant Enfinger, driver of the Beasley Allen Alamo Rental Car, number 23 Chevrolet, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim Despain.
We're back live from Dega Nation. I'm Tim Despain alongside my good friend from Wayne Pearson Motorsports, Mr. Rowdy Maglock. Rowdy, how's Wayne Pearson Racing doing? You and I haven't talked much about that.
Well, they're like everybody else. The car was in the paint booth a couple of weeks ago, and I think, you know, they are probably working this week and getting the motor put in. I talked to one of the mechanics. He's left. Mike Abram has moved on to another team. He's moved up to the Xfinity, which is good to see. I like to see the young guys move on up in the progression, and hopefully someday he went from racing on Fridays, now he's racing on Saturdays, and hopefully someday Mike will be up with the Sunday group. But Wayne's, you know, it's looking good. He's always got a car there on time. So it's a struggle, but he makes it. It takes a lot of team effort. People come by, comes and over and help him over the weekends to try to get it. I mean, he's low budget, but he's the race. Every race, he's there. And that's what counts is the stability, just to be able to make all the races. I mean, that's when you start pulling out of Pulaski, Tennessee, headed to up to Michigan, Pocono, and then back down to, well, they're not going to Mobile, but Daytona, that's a pretty good haul. But I talked to Wayne last week, his spirits is good. He's ready. He told me, he said, you know, Rowdy, theoretically, I still got 10 more good years, and he's 80 years old now. So
he's one of them diehard racers just like Red Farmer is, Rowdy.
It is. You know, I enjoyed seeing Red sitting in that car, man. I'll tell you, just to see those guys in there, it gives me hope at 60 that at 80 I could still be hanging around and doing some of this.
Exactly, Rowdy. Exactly. And just to talk about, you know, I know you know more about the ARCA stuff than Stephen and I do. You know, we sort of play with it some, you know. I'm real good friends with Will Kimmel and the Kimmels there. I noticed Grant, is Enfinger not going to run any ARCA races this time? Is he going to go ahead and step up and run that truck deal that he's got going on?
You know, I've heard a conversation that he might select a few races back in ARCA. But as far as knowing for sure, I've just heard him talk to, and say that he would probably race a few races.
Okay, we'll have to get him back on. And, Rowdy, I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you have any breaking news about yourself you want to break, or you want to wait?
Well, you know, Tim, I might as well go on and break it tonight. You know, Monday night we're going to start the Rowdy Maglock Racing show, which is all about ARCA racing. You know, I've got a little bit of in here where I get to go and hang out and work with the teams and talk to the drivers and the owners and the techs. And, I think on Mondays I can bring back a pretty good perspective of what's going on Friday and Saturday with ARCA, and I'm looking forward to working with y'all, Tim, and Stephen. I just appreciate the chance to listen. We're just going to give it out there, and we're going to give it our try. I mean, I've got a lot of good guests already lined up. Just don't have the days to do it. We're just going to wait on Monday night and start off.
That sounds good, Rowdy. And everybody here at Speedway Digest and the Pit Stop Radio, I want to welcome you aboard to the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We only do that for special guests, Rowdy, you know.
always enjoy it, yeah.
Ratty, again, thank you. I mean, you know, you're going to be a great asset because, you know, Steve and I focus on the NASCAR stuff, you know, which I've mentioned earlier. You know, Suzanne and I were good friends with the Kimmels, and we bring Wheeler on all the time. But we want to thank you very much for coming on and taking that load off of us. I mean, it's really going to be a help. It's going to be you on Monday night and me and Steven on Tuesday nights. And then don't let me miss it. Wednesday nights, I think, is Glenn Locke out in California. He covers some F1 stuff. And then Thursday night, Thunder with Adam Jensen Sinclair. He's, I think he's in St. Petersburg, Florida. He covers a bunch of the IMSA stuff and all that, too. I mean, you know, he does a real great job. So we've got Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. And we leave the weekends open for, like, you know, like sometimes I'll go to which Russell here, Russell and Grant, they always like me and Suzanne to go out there the Saturday before, and we do a live show from the media center here at Talladega the week before that race comes on. But we leave the weekends open, and if you want to do a live show from whatever track you're at, just let us know, and Steve and I will hook you up.
Well, Tim, you know, we've got the ARCA, and then you have the Sprint Dash there after the ARCA race. And, you know, I hear too many people, well, I can't afford the 500 because the rooms are too high. Folks, listen, you can get a room down there for $60-$70 a night. The gate tickets is affordable. Hopefully it's going to be a great weekend to get away from the snow, come down to South Florida, and let's watch some racing and kick the show off. And I think it's going to be a good year with the new Elmore Motors. It's going to complement for the rest of the night. It should be a great race.
Amen, Brother Rowdy. And we've got our guest coming up right here. We've got the first officially licensed artist of NASCAR, my good friend, Mr. Sam Bass. Let's bring Sam Bass into the pit stop with Tim Spain and Rowdy Maglite.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Sam, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing great, guys. It's nice to be on with you. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Sam, that sounds great. And I want to say thank you very much for everything you do for the sport. And I think last time I talked to you was the media center at Dega back in the fall. And you was, what'd you do, drop your sunglasses or one little side come off or something? Good? I don't remember.
I'm always dropping something. I always have too much stuff I'm carrying around or trying to get from point A to point B in too big a hurry sometimes. So I appreciated the assistance. I needed a little bit more than I used to, for sure.
Yes, Sam. Thanks again, Buff, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I know, you know, you've got a lot going on. I've got my good friend Stephen Wilson, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com. He had to take the night off, but I've got my good friend Rowdy Maglite. He works for Wayne Peterson Motorsports and Operating Series. He's filling in, so I'm pretty sure he's got some questions. And I got one of my good friends, the phone lines have lit up, so I got my good friend Todd Bigsby, his home track, his wife, and Glenn International. I'm sure he has some questions. But my first question, Sam, they're having the big ribbon cutting ceremony tomorrow for the Daytona Rising. Are you going to be there to do a painting, or have you got anything lined up for this big deal for down there at Daytona?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I love Daytona, and the people down there are so nice to me. Joey and his staff are so nice to me. So far, I'm sure I'm going to have a painting coming out of the Daytona 500 for sure of the race winner. But right now, I'm doing a set of guitars for Florida Georgia Line for Daytona for those guys to perform with during the pre-race concert. And I know you guys know what a huge music fan I am, and I love doing guitar work, so I'm painting up a couple guitars for them right now with the Daytona Rising theme on it, and real excited about it. I just finished the Just finished the electric guitar today, and I'm working on the acoustic guitar this week, and I'm going to have them down there for sure. And I will be busy, I promise you, taking as many pictures as I can and getting some really good reference of that place for the painting I'll do for the race winner.
That's awesome, Sam. And just for some of our younger listeners, I don't want to tell off of mine and your age, but from some of our younger listeners that are listening, would you let them know exactly how long that you've been doing this? And I know you're going to tell your age, but you know, just let them know, Sam, how you got into this and being the official first licensed artist of NASCAR. That's awesome.
Well, it's something I'm extremely proud of. I went to NASCAR in about 1996, and I had been doing this for about 15 years at that point. I started back in 1981, and I went to NASCAR in 1996 and asked them if I could get officially licensed with them, and they gave me the title of the first officially licensed artist in NASCAR, and that's something I'm extremely proud of. There have been a lot of people come along since me, but being the first is always best. You know what I mean? So I was very, very proud of that. And the way I got started was at a local short track in Richmond, Virginia. Growing up, I went to my first race when I was 7 years old, and was just totally fascinated and blown away by the sport, the color, the speed. The drivers were such characters, and at 7 years old, I knew exactly what I wanted to do with my life the night we left that racetrack. I told my uncles I wanted to be a NASCAR artist, and I have never looked back from that night. I've dreamed. That was the late 60s. That was 1968, 69. And I've dreamed of being a NASCAR artist ever since that day. So 47 years later, here I am, 54 years old, and love the sport every bit as much as I ever have, and get just as excited about it every day I work in it. It's been a true dream come true for me, and I hope I got another 40, 50 years left in me.
I hope you do, Sam, because I love seeing your paintings. They're awesome, bud. And I want to ask you, I don't want to ask all the questions, because I want to hand you over to Rowdy and Tom then, but what is up? This is probably a stupid question, but it's probably going to be a Dale Earnhardt, but what is your most prized possession of your paintings?
As far as the paintings that I've done, I keep quite a few of my original paintings, and the other ones I primarily do as gifts many times for the drivers. The late Dale Earnhardt, he owned probably 25 or 30 of my original paintings that I did for him over the 20-something years that I worked for him, Over the past, 10 or 11 years, I've given Dale Earnhardt Jr. several of my original paintings. I love these drivers. I love working with them and designing for them. And I always try to, do a painting every year for the champion and present the original to the champion. I've done that over the last probably 15 years. I guess I've got a painting I did of Bobby Allison in 1988 that's really, really special to me. It is of Bobby Allison's Miller High Life car that he won the Daytona 500 in. And the day before, he drove a Piper aircraft, Busch Grand National car at the time, and I had designed that car as well, and those were my first two corporate commissioned designs. And so I went to Daytona in 1988, and my childhood hero had been Bobby Allison since that first night I went to my very first race. And I got to design those two cars that began the 1988 season for Bobby Allison. And on Saturday, the first time he ever drove my design, he went out and won the 300-miler Busch Grand National race. And then on Sunday, the first time he drove my Miller High Life car number 12, he went out and won the Daytona 500. So that's really how I got my design career as far as the cars started, and it was a great way to kick off a career for sure.
Oh, yeah, and you have had one heck of a career, Sam. And that's funny that you bring up Bobby up. Suzanne and I, we're good friends with Bobby and Liz and a bunch, you know. Sorry, you know,
yeah.
I hate to bring up, you know, the past, and I missed you. That was really hard. But I got a funny I want to tell you. You know, we have the Davey Allison Walk of Fame here in Talladega, just right off the square. And if you ever get, I don't know if you've ever come seen it, but you need to come check that out. Or either
I sure have.
Weekend.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay. Well, we were at the library. It was, I don't know how many years back, and Bobby and Judy drove up. Well, Suzanne and I were parked. Well, you know, they get like a police motorcade out there, and after we do our little finger food eating there at the library, we do a motorcade down to the park, and they do their little induction thing, you know, Larry McReynolds and Steve Post and all that, and they award the plaques and all that. Well, Bobby had parked in the parking lot, and one of the police officers here said, "Tim, can you get Bobby to bring his car out into, you know, where we can line him up to go down to the park?" And I said, "Yeah." So I said, "Mr. Allison, it's Tim. You call me Bobby." I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Bobby, they want you to bring your car out to park out there." He said, "Tim, would you mind taking it?" I said, "No, sir. I'll drive it around there." Well, he handed me, you know, I'm just old dirt road redneck country boy from Talladega now, Sam. He handed me it wasn't a key. It was that little button thing, and
right.
I had never had one. I had never seen one of them. Well, I go get in Bobby's Buick. And I see him standing over at the corner, you know, sort of look at him, and I thought, well, I'm mashing the button. Why won't it crank? You know, I'm sitting there mashing the button. And here he comes. I said, "Oh, Lord, here comes Bobby." Bobby said, "Tim, you having problems?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Put your foot on the brake, then mash the button." He said, "I had the same daggum problem when I first bought this Buick."
That's funny. That's funny for sure. He has always been my hero. And I was so proud to get to work with him and design that car in 1988. And I always have special memories when I go back to Daytona, because I mean I was sitting up in the grandstands watching him drive that car for the first time, and I just cannot tell you how I felt when he beat his son Davey across that finish line at Daytona. That had to be one of the greatest days of my life, and I've always thought the world of Bobby and the whole Allison family. Davey was a good friend of mine, and it was really, really painful to lose Judy recently and everything else, but she'll always be remembered. She was such a great lady and such a tremendous supporter of my career and my paintings, always so helpful, and I miss that smile. I really do. It's been a tremendous sport for me, because it's like I said earlier, it's something I've always dreamed of. And to work in it every day and to be a part of NASCAR and just, you know, get to do what I enjoy so much and then get to be with all the fans, go to the racetracks and talk to the fans and hear, you know, who their favorite drivers are, and you know, it makes me so proud when they talk about collecting my paintings and drawings and enjoying what I do. I mean, that's really the reward for what I do. I enjoy it so much, and it's such a special feeling to hear a fan, you know, from across the United States that collects my artwork or something, or or even abroad. I mean, I've got collectors all over the world, and it's just amazing, you know. But you got NASCAR fans all over the world that enjoy, you know, what I do, and it's a very special feeling that I never take for granted.
Exactly, Sam. And, you know, since Suzanne and I started this little radio deal, we have, you know, you talk about all over the world, we have listeners in Australia and Canada also, so they're listed now.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you know, you guys do a great job. I follow you guys and always enjoy getting your information. I mean, y'all are always on top of things, and Stephen does a great job writing and everything. I really get a lot of information from you guys, and always enjoy the pictures and everything else. So I just want to give y'all a shout out while I'm on here for the great job you guys do, because you keep a lot of NASCAR fans informed, and I'm one of them.
Well, Sam, thank you very much for the kind words. We really do appreciate it. And Sam, I'm going to go ahead before I use up all your time. I want to hand you over to Rowdy. I know Rowdy's got some questions, and then we'll bring on Todd Bigby from upstate New York to walk through things. Go ahead, Rowdy.
Great, man. Thank you.
Hey, Sam. Good afternoon. It's Rowdy. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm thrilled to death to be on your show and talking with you guys about the great sport of NASCAR.
Well, I enjoyed the story of how you first got into NASCAR. It was your uncles that took you to the race and family, right?
Absolutely.
I hope your uncles live to see what you accomplished.
Well, you know, I've been very blessed, you know, with that. My uncles and family still today, you know, are tremendous supporters of my work, and it's always fun when I travel home to Virginia and visit all my relatives and everything there, you know, to hear how they still enjoy following my work. And then, of course, they all come down and pile in on me whenever the Charlotte races are in town. And that's always a welcome thing. I enjoy, you know, the family atmosphere of NASCAR. I always have. And I think that's one of the things that makes our sport so great is when I was growing up, when I was 6, 7 years old or whatever, we used to go off to the racetrack and camp over the weekends. And some of my favorite memories in the world are, you know, playing and camping around the racetracks as a kid growing up. And I think, you know, the family aspect of NASCAR is really the fabric of NASCAR. It's such a great family sport. And you have the tradition of all the racing families, the Petties, the Allisons, the Jarretts, the Labonte's, and, you know, and that translates to the fans as well. And, you know, we have generations that have grown up following the sport. And, you know, that only happens when it's a great family sport.
It is a great family sport. Sam, you got an art gallery in Concord. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's literally right across the street from Charlotte Motor Speedway. You can literally walk from the track to my gallery. It's a 10,000 square foot gallery. It has a 3,500 foot art gallery there, and then all of our offices in my studio where I work. And we love sharing it with the race fans. That we're open all year, Monday through Friday, and on race weekends. We are open on Saturday and Sunday, of course, special late hours. But I tell people all the time, you don't just have to come visit me on race weekends in Charlotte. We're open all year, and we have plenty to see. I've got probably 500 paintings and drawings on display all the time, and all the uniforms and sheet metal from the cars I've designed over the past 35 years. And people that come there always tell us that they really enjoy visiting, and they're very welcome. They can stay as long as they want to. There's nobody rushing them. And we have people come by there sometimes. It thrills me to death. They'll just hang around the gallery for hours, and it's a whole lot of fun and we love having them come by.
Well, at the 10,000 square feet, it should take you quite a while to walk through.
Well, you know, I'm a huge race fan, and I'm a huge music fan too. You know, for over 12 years, I designed the trophy guitars for Nashville Super Speedway, and until they closed that track down. And I'm a huge music fan. I've probably got 80 guitars hanging around there that I've designed for various artists and everything. I did a guitar for Kid Rock last year, and we just put that up on display in the gallery here recently. And so I enjoy the music side too. When people come in, they're expecting to see all the race paintings and the sheet metal and the uniforms and helmets. But one thing that surprises them is all the different guitars that I've done for people like Brad Paisley and Keith Urban and Kiss and everybody. And so they really enjoy that as well.
Well, Sam, I'm going to make it a point to get by there when I run up to Charlotte next time. I really love I'm a color person, but, you know, that the black and white sketches are awesome. You know,
oh,
that,
well, thank
the,
you.
The 2004 sketch of Junior when the big win at the 500. It
oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, it's great. I love the black and whites. It really looks
well,
nice.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, the one thing I always hear about the black and whites, people are so used to seeing my full-blown watercolor paintings and everything, but when they see the stuff I do in black and white, it's so immediate. They love seeing how the painting started before the colors added, and I think that's one of the things that's so appealing about the black and white pencil sketches. I did one of my favorite things I've ever done before, and it was all over Twitter. But I did a engagement drawing for Dale Jr. and his fiance Amy. And I presented it to him in Bristol in August, and Amy tweeted it out. And I'm going to tell you, my phone blew up from that sketch I did of the two of them. And it made me so proud because that really had nothing to do with Dale Jr., the race driver. It was about Dale and Amy, you know, and it was just a drawing of the couple. And it made me so proud because they were so proud of it that they shared it with all their fans. And it's one of the highlights of my career for sure.
Well, I appreciate it, Sam. I appreciate Tim for letting me be on tonight. And it was really nice to talk with you. And I enjoyed your stories. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. It's nice talking with you, too. And I look forward to seeing you. Come by and visit me at the gallery and bumping into you at the racetrack here real soon.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
Sam, have you got time for one quick caller?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like I said before, this is Todd Bigsby. Todd Bigsby, our good friend from upstate New York, his home track is Watkins Glen. Let's bring Todd into the pit stop with Tim Spain, Lady Maglite, and Mr. Sam Bass. Todd, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing good.
Well, great. Hey, Sam has time to take a couple of questions, and we picked you, so you got the floor, Mr. Sam Bass.
Well, first off, Sam, I'm honored and privileged to be able to talk to you.
Well, same here, Todd. It's nice talking with you, too. How's the weather up there in upstate New York?
We had freezing rain, switched over to rain, and now we have high winds.
Oh, boy. You guys have had a handful here the past several days, haven't you?
Yeah. Some areas, you know, got 2, 3, 4 foot of snow.
Wow. Well, we're ready. We're getting ready to go racing, so hopefully things will warm up and the weather will clear up for us all. What's your question?
Well, a friend of mine years ago got one of your posters of Dale Jr. in the 8 car with Dale Sr. in black in the background.
Yes, sir.
And it had your signature across the poster.
Right. It's that painting is called The Shadow of Greatness.
Okay. somebody had stole that from her, and I'm working on trying to get that poster replaced.
Right.
Now, do I go on to your site?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you'll Tim's got my email address, and if you will email me and send me the address and everything, I will autograph the poster to her and send it to you free of charge. How about that?
Why, thank you, sir.
I want to keep all my customers happy, and I'm sorry that that she had that stolen, but I would be more than happy to replace it for her and like I said, personalize it for her and hopefully make her very happy, okay?
All right. I really appreciate that.
I didn't know I was going to get applause for that, but that's much appreciated.
Well, you're an amazing guy.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Well worth
it. I always do that.
you well deserve that plus more.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. I really do. I will tell you, you know, I've been working at this for 35 years, and like I said, I hope I've got a long career span ahead of me, but the thing that makes me the most happy is the fans in this sport. You know, it's such a reward to go to work every day and do exactly what I've always dreamed of, but the biggest honor is whenever I hear back from the fans how much they enjoy what I do. I mean, that just makes me feel so good because I love the sport and I love working in it. But, you know, when I'm working on a painting, it's just me and a piece of paper. And I'm enjoying the whole process while I'm doing it. But the real joy of what I do comes from when I get to share it with the race fans. And the drivers, the personalities in the sport, the sponsors. That's when I get to hear their feedback, and thankfully most of the time it's really, really positive, and that's just such a blessing. So I appreciate your kind comments, and it just means the world to me to know that people out there across the United States and the world, for that matter, enjoy what I'm doing, because I'm just a fan who happens to be an artist. I take my work very, very seriously, and you know, I run a business and try to be as professional as I can possibly be. But at the end of the day, I enjoy doing what I'm doing so much, and it's the fans that make all that possible for me, and I really appreciate it.
And the other question is you go to every race?
Well, I wish I could. I usually make about 20, I'd say 20 to 25 a year on average. But it is just impossible because these paintings take so much time. It's impossible to get to every race. If I could, I would for sure. But a lot of times I'm working on these paintings, and some of them are quite large, and it's just impossible to travel with the paintings sometimes. So I usually get, you know, to a two or three a month, and it's pretty exciting for sure. I'm a race fan at the end of the day, and I love going to the track and being around the cars and the drivers and the fans. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that for sure.
Do you plan on going to Poconos this year?
You know, I'm very, very hopeful that I will be there for at least one of the races this year. I love that track. It's a beautiful, you know, such a picturesque area up there. I mean, and the track has always got exciting racing up there, and the Mattioli family does a great job with it. So I'm very hopeful to make that one of my stops this year.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate everything, and I just want to say you're a real amazing guy, and I really enjoy your work.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you'll keep following me, and you know, keep in touch with me. And if you ever make your way down to Concord, North Carolina, come look me up. Okay.
Yep, and I follow you on Facebook. I have you on my friends, so I do enjoy keeping up on you.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, we're going to do some really cool things on Twitter this year, starting in February. So if you want to give me a follow at Sam Bass Artist, I think you'd enjoy that as well. We're going to start doing some really cool things on there every week and give away prizes and things, and I think the fans will really, really enjoy that. So that's at Sam Bass Artist.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
Anytime, man. Anytime. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. And Sam, again, thank you very much. I will get your email address to Todd. Thank you very much for doing that. Todd's a real good guy. He just
lives. No, that's cool. He sounds like a really good guy.
He is. And Ratty, do you have any last thoughts for Sam? I know we've kept Sam on longer than what we needed to.
No, man, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I'd stay on with you all night.
Sam, we could talk to daylight.
I'm sure you can, man. But like I was saying earlier, Tim, you and Suzanne just do a great job with the information you share with the NASCAR fans, and y'all do a great job getting the news out there and being accurate and informational with it. And I know you can just tell by the amount of stuff that y'all pump out that you're all over it, you're dedicated, and you work very hard, and I think you ought to be really proud of what you do.
Sam, thank you very much for the kind words. I'm sure Suzanne's in the screening room. She might be tearing up, but thank you very much. Right,
well, I mean that sincerely, and I sure have enjoyed being on with you guys tonight. So call me up anytime. I'd love to be a guest with you guys and just talk about this great sport, and by all means, you know, all your listeners and followers and everything out there, like I said, we're right across the street from Charlotte Motor Speedway. You can't miss us, and we'd love to have you come by the gallery and visit, and for all the people that follow me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, I really appreciate the support and all the kind words that everybody shares, and I look forward to being on with you again in the future, hopefully.
Sam, we'll get you on anytime you want to come on. I think we're booked for a few weeks. Suzanne takes care of all that. But anyway, I know you're going to Daytona. Are you going to be in Atlanta?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll go to Daytona and go to Atlanta, and I'll hit this year I plan on hitting about 20 to 25 races again. I've been set back a little bit over the past couple of years with some health problems and everything else, but I'm finally feeling good again, and I'm looking forward to doing a lot more travel this year and getting out there and seeing all the drivers and their cars and meeting a lot of great new race fans. So I'm really looking forward to 2016.
Amen, Sam. And Suzanne and I, our next race will be Atlanta. We will be at
AMS. Okay.
And I don't think we're going to go over to that Friday evening, which ain't but about an hour and a half, hour, 45-minute drive for us from here at Dega. But I got your cell number, whatever night you want to go out to eat. Friday night, Saturday night, I got it. I got the bill.
That sounds great, man. I will take you guys up on that for sure, because you're always so nice to me when I run into you, and I would love to hang out with you and talk some racing and spend some time with you in there. So we'll count on getting together in Atlanta for sure, okay?
That sounds good, Sam. And thank you very much for taking time out to call in. And we thank you for the kind words. And I'm going to tell you, Sam, your paintings are awesome, bud. We really love looking at
them. Well, I'm working real hard on a whole bunch of new stuff for this year. and I look forward to sharing it with all the race fans here really, really soon. So thanks for having me on. Y'all take care, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Take care, Sam. We'll see you in Atlanta, bud. Safe travel.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tim. Bye-bye, guys.
All right, bud.
Bye-bye.
Okay, gentlemen, that was so let's bring Todd back in here. Sam Bass, state owner. Man, you talking about one awesome person, Rowdy. I mean, he just he loves the sport. I mean, you know, he makes
hell.
He
he's excited
awesome
about the sport. He's excited.
Yeah,
and I love the excitement in back in our sport.
Yeah, he's like a kid in a candy store. He just can't wait to get there to paint something.
I tell you, Tim, if you had Donald Trump on, and I believe if Todd talked to him, Todd would end up being the VP for Donald Trump.
He probably would, wouldn't he?
Hey, listen, you know, Don's got him going to Pocono, and he's already talking Pocono.
I know it. Well, hey, Todd.
Hey, good job, Todd.
I will send you Sam's email, and that's awesome that Sam's going to do that for you. That's really awesome, buddy.
That's just phenomenal. That just blew my mind that he was willing to do that. So, yeah.
So I'm
hey, that's
you,
the reason I'm a NASCAR fan.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, we've met Sam, I mean, you know, two or three times. I mean, you know, he's your average Joe. Sam Bass has not forgot where he come from, Rowdy, and you know there's a lot of people that have.
Oh, I could tell. I mean, really, he's just down to earth as you want to get. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I'm looking forward to go to the gallery.
Oh, I am too. I'm gonna go up there and check all that. But listen, gentlemen, Rowdy, I want to thank you very much for staying here with me. I want to thank you for staying with me since Steve had the night off. And Todd, I want to thank you. I mean, we had all kind of needs that we could have covered. But next week on the pit stop between Stern and Stephen Lewis, we have Mr. Matt Humphrey, Senior Manager of Competition and Communications at Daytona from NASCAR. He's going to come on and maybe explain some of this chase stuff. So y'all tune in. Next Tuesday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, we'll be back at it again. And don't forget, Rowdy Maglite is starting his debut show Monday night. Todd, don't forget about that. I don't know if you heard that. Rowdy Maglite Racing.
We got Joey Katina going to be our first guest with Jet Motorsports. Joey Katina will be our first guest.
I have you on Facebook, Rowdy, so make sure you get me the info, and I will be more than happy to listen to your show.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Looking forward to it.
Okay, again, thank you, Rowdy Maglite, very much. And if Stephen Wilson was listening, Stephen, you messed that on a good show. Tune in next week. We've got Matt Humphrey, Senior Competition Communications Manager of Daytona. Matt Starr will come on and try to explain some of this new chase scenario and stuff. The number to call in, well, don't need to call in because we're going to go off air. Good night from Talladega, Alabama.
Smooth as the hickory wind. have to let you.